Welcome to the Food Freedom Habit Podcast, where you can find freedom from food crazies using nothing but your own brain. With me, Lydia, the lifestyle coach. Would you like permanent food and body peace without tracking one trigger or calorie? Whether you're dealing with overeating, binge eating, bulimia, food obsession, body hate, or the endless diet cycle? We do all this without delving into past trauma, starting yet another food plan, or monitoring every meal. Live a free life aligned with your health and values. If you're ready for something real, you're in the right place. All episodes are 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. I am so excited for our freedom story today. As you guys know, we have this series of real women who we have worked with, who have come and shown up coachable and are now getting to celebrate freedom and being out of crisis and seeing so much improvement in their lives and celebrate their real stories. And so I'm excited for you to meet an incredible, incredible person today who has shown up not only incredibly coachable and hardworking and open to the process, but has shown up as so much fun and such an amazing part of the community. And so, someone that like everyone already calls friend. I'm just like loving her so much. And she is an absolute delight. And I'm really excited for you guys to hear her story today. So I would like to introduce to you the wonderful and amazing Robin.
Yay! Hello!
So happy, happy, happy to have you here. Welcome on. And Robin, you're just such a wonderful human being. And I'm so happy that like the world gets to have the real you now, and really excited to celebrate you and your real story. So Robin, let's go back. Let's take us back to where this all started and tell us a little bit about how you first saw your relationship with food, getting in a place that was concerning for you or first saw these behaviors come up. So how did it all start for you, Robin?
Well, I started at a very young age, elementary school, just food was, I thought, safe. And so I just started eating a lot, and that just escalated over the years. In high school and college, I really noticed like I'm not normal, that I was eating large amounts of food in secret all the time and hiding that. And it just became like a thing like that. I just thought that's who I am. And that just continued on. I got to the point where a few years ago, I did some research and discovered that I actually had binge eating disorder. And I didn't even know for almost 30 years that I had this problem that I didn't even know it was an eating disorder. And it just got to the point where I was binging weekly, sometimes even daily, and just completely out of control.
And Robin, thank you so much for that. Like, I think you bring up some really important pieces here that when it is so much our everyday, right? It's just like, this is what we do. Then it becomes who we are. Like, it's that identity piece of like, mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Like, this is just our normal and doesn't feel good, but this is how life is. And it's sort of two-sided. When you find out I have binge eating disorder, on the one hand, it's like, oh, good. Like, I have something to call it, and I know there's actually something here. And once we can put language around something, then we have a feeling like maybe it can be fixed, right? So there's a piece of hope there. But then it's also like, oh, I have binge eating disorder. Like, now there's a label, and now there's all of the sort of feelings and emotions that come along with that. So Robin, when you go back to, I know this has been, a lot of years, a lifetime of this happening for you. I mean, before you knew how to fix it, what was your journey of what this was doing to you emotionally, what this was doing to you physically? Like, what was really the hardest part for you to be in this cycle with food and having binge eating disorder?
My entire days would be completely obsessed with like, how am I going to get my next fix of sugar? How am I going to pay for it without other people knowing, without my husband knowing? How am I going to hide the evidence? Like, my brain was just completely consumed with food constantly. At my job, I'd be thinking about food during the day, and how am I going to get some sugar, like at lunch or after work. Again, how do I have enough cash on hand to buy something? Like, just that constant mental obsession about food and how I was going to eat and binge or get enough. And I always felt like there wasn't going to be enough. I would go to the store and I would buy tons of food at one time because it just felt like I need this and this and this. And, oh, what if I want some more later? So I got to buy this and this. So I just felt like I had to hoard food because I thought I wouldn't have enough for whatever crazy addiction I had. So just that crazy mental obsession. And then, of course, the binging all the time, you know, was doing awful things for my health. And I just felt bad all the time. I was tired all the time. And just, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally, I was a wreck. I didn't know how to deal with my emotions. I'm a naturally a happy person. So no one really knew that. Like on the outside, people saw, oh, that's Robin. She's so happy. She's joyful. She smiles and laughs all the time. But inwardly, I was just struggling so much. I didn't know how to deal with anger and frustration. And I had a lot of frustration with my job and other things in life. And I just would eat. If I felt hurt, I would eat. If I was tired or stressed, I would eat. If I would just binge like crazy. If I was happy, and then I would say, well, I guess I'm going to binge again because that's just what I do. That's what I thought. I was just that kind of person. And so I was just kind of an emotional wreck because I really didn't know how to deal with my emotions. I would just eat and comfort myself with food all the time.
And thank you for that, Robin. Like, yeah, I know. I hate that part where it's the, you feel there's like this deep sense of loneliness of mm-hmm. people think that you're happy and people think that you're okay. And then there's just so much that we're having to hide and think about it all the time. And for you, what was really the hardest part about, you know, people thinking like, oh, you know, Robin is so optimistic and she's so happy and feeling like that emotional collapse inside?
I felt like I couldn't get the help that I needed because no one knew that I really had a problem. And I was even in denial about it for such a long time. And when I finally admitted to myself that this is an eating disorder, even I didn't know what to do. I didn't know, like, do I go to a doctor? Do I go to my friends? Do I just go online and Google? Do I just go find a group somewhere? I had no idea. I had no direction. And nobody in my friends, my family, they didn't know either because they didn't even really think it was that big of a deal. So I was totally lost on what to do and how to handle this. So I just kept eating.
Yeah. And like that paralyzing feeling of like, okay, well, now that we know this, like, where do we go and what do we do? Like, what were some of the things that you were trying to do to figure this out?
I did a lot of weight loss programs and I would have some success and lose some weight. And I thought that that was the thing that needed to happen. Just deal with the weight and I'll be fine. I kept thinking, oh, willpower, if I just try harder, like I can do this, I can lose weight, I can prove to everyone that I can stop binging and stop eating so much food. And I can just, so I just did a lot of weight loss programs. Sometimes I would just do things on my own and try to figure out what worked. Exercise. I was never big into exercising a lot. So I didn't exercise like over exercise, but I would definitely like try to force myself to exercise. And I would always feel bad because I didn't like to exercise. So I wouldn't do it. So it's just that constant like cycle of shame and guilt. Like, oh, I can't do this. Like, I'm just going to be stuck the way I am with this eating disorder. And it's just, there's no way out.
Yeah. And thank you for that, Robin. It's like, there's, like you mentioned so many layers of this, right? It's, we have to fix this. And so we try really hard and then we feel like a failure either because we're not doing it well enough or hard enough, or that we don't like doing the thing that we feel like we have to do. And then there's more shame and more guilt and then more eating on top of that. And I just want to like put a real strong note in here for anyone listening, right? Because this path of, if I could just lose the weight, then everything would be under control, right? Like, oh, if you know, I'm thinner or if I'm more fit or whatever that idea is that if you restrict your food or work out more or eat cleaner things so that you're lighter, that it's somehow going to fix what's happening. And just, I want anyone listening that thinks that that's an answer to go and do another weight loss program, look at the 98% of really amazing, hardworking, intelligent women that have done this 100 times and it's not working. Like, we need to really wake up as a society to the fact that it doesn't work and it's not working. An example that I like to think of is, it's like when someone has really bad lung problems, like they're having trouble breathing, they have really awful asthma. And then people are like, why don't you just take up smoking? Like, I haven't seen you smoke a cigarette in like a long time. Like, it should be like a pack a day. Like, you should just, why can't you just, you know, do better? It's like, well, you know, I try to do that. And it, you know, I smoke for a while, but then I start coughing and it's like, it's making my lungs worse. And they're just like, no, you just have to try harder. You just have to do more. It's like, the harder you try to do something that makes the problem worse, the worse the problem gets. And I know that seems simple, but it's this insanity that we sort of live under as a society. And people used to advertise smoking as something that is a healthy thing that is going to fix whatever problem. And we're going to think of dieting the same way. Restrictive dieting, trying to manipulate our bodies, trying to, you know, lose weight to fix our relationship with food or to fix this mental obsession that happens all the time. It has never worked and is not going to work. It's the definition of insanity to do the same thing over and over and hope for a different result. But there's so much attention to this is the thing to do, right? And so I'm really glad that you brought that up, Robin, because I think it's so important. And I know what an amazing, like, hardworking and smart person you are. And if anyone is going to be successful, like you said, you had some, we'll put success in quotes, right? Because maybe you lost some weight or whatever, but it didn't ever fix the problem. And so, I mean, Robin, thinking of that mental obsession, like, what was the hardest part of just having your mind always in that shame and that guilt and obsessing about food? Like, what was the biggest interrupt or the hardest thing for you about that?
I think I had a lot of false hope. I would think that, oh, this is working. You know, I'd start a program and at first I would be so committed and I would maybe lose some weight and I'd feel a little better, but I would just, you know, I would go a few weeks or maybe even a few months and then I'd just be like, forget this. I'm just going to binge because I can't do this. This is not me. I don't know what's wrong with me. So there was just constant sense of false hope. And I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to deal with that. It was like these highs and lows. I was either really happy or really sad and really frustrated. And just, it was very difficult living life like that, going from one extreme down to the other extreme, just that constant up and down, up and down. And I didn't know how to tell people that. I didn't know how to, nobody knew what I was really going through. Because again, on the outside, I was just this happy, fun person. And on the inside, I was just like a mess.
Yeah. And, you know, again, like that isolation, right? It's like we get more and more isolated. And then it's that point of like, I can't take one more failure. Like, because it's like, we're always looking for that next hope, that next high of like, well, I've got to, you know, do something. Maybe it's this diet. But then every time we crash, then like makes it even harder to go back into that cycle. And so I'm really glad you brought up the isolation and the loneliness of that, because living at those extremes is really hard. Like, extremely difficult to have those ups and downs and to sometimes not even know when that's going to happen, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, okay, I don't know when this is coming. So thank you for that, Robin. Anything else that you want to share about what it's like to live with an eating disorder?
Just that idea of like, I can't get past this. I constantly had that idea of this is just who I'm going to be the rest of my life. And I'm going to try to fix it just so people think that I'm working on my life and trying to deal with the problem. But inwardly, I honestly felt there's no way out. This is just who I'm going to be forever. So yeah, it was very, very difficult. And then I got to the point where I almost gave up. I don't know if I'm getting too far ahead, but I found this group. I found on Facebook, I just happened to see the Facebook group for Beat the Binge. And I was like, huh, what's this? People who deal with the same thing as me. And I was, for the first time in my life, I was like that little glimmer of hope. Like, okay, maybe, just maybe I can get some help, like from people who really know what they're doing.
Oh man, Robin, I'm so, so, so happy about that, because I'm happy that you even remember how you found us. There are so many women in our community. They're like, I don't even know how I found you. I was just at the end of my rope, and then like I just stumbled upon this somehow, because when you really keep that hope and you keep going, like people get led to the real solution, like the true way to end this. And I'm so glad that you had that openness, because there is a point where it doesn't get fixed because we lose all hope of it ever being fixed. Like we stop looking, we stop mm-hmm. hoping. And Robin, I'm so glad that you found us when you did. But I'm curious, I want to ask, what was it that in this feeling and under this cloud of, I think it's always going to be this way, and I don't think there is a way out, what was it that kept you having hope, that kept you looking, that kept you believing that maybe there was something out there?
I'd heard stories, you know, of other people who have, who had found freedom. I know people who have dealt with like anorexia and they have found freedom. So I thought, surely there's a way out for me, but I just couldn't find it. You know, like I just was lost. I was just like stumbling around in the dark. I knew that there was a door somewhere, but I couldn't find it. And I was just stuck.
Yeah. And Robin, like, I just want to really applaud you, because when you don't have the answer to this and you have no idea what the way is out, and you don't even feel like you have a hope of even finding that, that fire in you that you kept following of, well, here's an example of somebody who got free and maybe there's a way, or I'm going to keep on searching. I'm so glad you did. I'm so glad.
Me too.
Yes. And let's talk about that. Let's talk about freedom. Oh my goodness. So much transformation. So Robin, what was your biggest fear getting started with fixing this? And what was your biggest excitement as you were getting started?
My biggest fear was, this is not going to work, just like other programs I've tried. Honestly, you know, everyone's going to have some skepticism, you know, until you go through it and you realize it works. but at first, yeah, I mean, I didn't know, like, is this really going to work? And I saw the stories of other people who said it worked. And that's what kind of helped keep me going, as like, okay, I'm going to put one step in front of the other. I'm going to, you know, do the initial interview, and then I'm just going to keep going one step at a time. And I think I just, like, just that getting started, I think, was really helpful. You know, just one step forward, one day at a time. Just, we're going to figure this out. So yeah, that was, what was the other part of the question? I'm sorry.
Yeah. And what were you most excited about getting started?
Oh, most excited about was the fact that I'm working with people who understand what I'm dealing with, that this is for binge eating. This is not just for weight loss, because that's not what the program's about. And that's what I had tried so often before and failed. And I, you know, I've been to groups and I've talked with friends and people who dealt with overeating and things like that. And I'm like, yeah, but I eat worse than you. Like, I would always think that to myself, like, what I deal with is way worse than what other people deal with, because they didn't know how bad it was in secret. They didn't know how bad. And so being able to have people who understand what I'm dealing with, that was huge for me. I was just so excited. I felt like I found a new family, like almost instantly, like these people get me, you know, they actually get me. So that, I was super excited to have that instant community of people who understood me.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And I just want to like bring up, what an amazing addition to that family you've been, Robin. Because it wasn't only like, yes, I found my people, but it was like, hello, people, I am your people. It was so good. I love it. It's just been so much fun to, you know, have you here and continue to have you here. Because, yeah, it's amazing to me what cool people get eating disorders. Like, because we have such a cool group and tribe. And, yeah, I love that. And, Robin, what was one of the very first celebrations for you? Like, what was one of the very first like glimmers of hope, or like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I can do that?
The elephant story like really hit home with me. Like, instantly I was like, Oh my gosh. I can like just walk away from this right now and not binge ever again. Honestly, I thought like, oh, I'm just going to have to go through 2 whole months of this program and then maybe I can stop binging. And knowing from the very beginning that I can stop binging right now, that I have the power to do that. And then that whole entire, it was 4 weeks. 4 whole weeks of freedom, and I did have a partial binge after that, and then since then I've been totally free again. But so that first whole week was binge free. I mean, just initially off the bat, like, I don't have to do this anymore. Okay, I'm not gonna, like, just that the idea of like somebody telling me that you can walk away from this, that was like huge for me, because I didn't know that I could.
Yeah.
I didn't know that I could actually just walk away from binging and not binge again. I had the power to do that. I didn't know. No one had told me, you know, that you could just stop right now. And just, so that was huge for me. That's probably the number one most important thing for me, like just getting me started with that mentality. So, yeah.
Love that. That's so cool. And so just so that everyone has context, Robin, how often were you binging before you started this program?
At that point, when I started the program, I was binging almost every day. And sometimes it was just a small binge. Sometimes it was a big binge. But every day it was like, I have to have my sugar. I have to have my fix. I have to have this. I have to have. And then, and again, that constant mental obsession was like a 24/7 thing.
Yeah. The 24/7 yeah. mental obsession, binging every single day. And then on like day one, like as soon as you got what you needed, it was like, yes. Whew, relief
yeah,
for immediately. A whole like month. Like just, yeah. Like, yeah. Oh, so, so fun. And I love, what a huge celebration. I want you guys to understand like what we give people right up front is so that they don't have to wait to get free from their eating disorder, which is really fun, but you've got to know how to do that. And so Robin, it wasn't just like, oh, okay, like I just have this idea in my head. Like she jumped in and she started doing the work. Like she showed up and she's like, all right, I'm doing this. And that's why you're able to have such amazing results, because it's something that actually works and you're doing it.
Right.
Oh, so, so fun. And celebrating with you there. And I mean, let's celebrate freedom. Like what are some of your most favorite things about being on the side of freedom where you're out of crisis and you know how to not binge and you know you don't have to? And like, what do you love most about it?
I can have fun with life. I can go to a party or a buffet. Oh my gosh, I went to a buffet. Like, and it was totally fine. Yeah. I can have fun and not worry about, am I going to binge or am I not? You know, like that shame and that creeping up, like, oh, you know, you're going to do it. You know, you're going to do it, just give in. The idea of like, oh, like I can eat what I want and I know I'm not going to binge because I don't need to. I just that total freedom. I can just enjoy life. And man, I used to go to parties and I would just eat a little bit. Well, when I say a little bit, that's other people, that was like normal. And then after the party, I would go binge because I feel like, oh, I didn't really get enough and I can't eat like that in front of people. So I have to go binge in secret afterward. I went to, before the quarantine happened, I went to a few parties and I didn't binge afterward and I didn't want to. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is what it feels like to just be normal and calm and just not be obsessed with food all the time. And, you know, not just the binging part, but also the mental part. Like it, I didn't realize just how obsessed I was with in my mind, just about food all the time. And I was so like brain tired all the time. And then I was like this, I didn't even know, I wasn't even aware of that until I started, you know, calling the chatter and working the program. And I was like, my brain is like so free right now. So I can experience other emotions and enjoy life. And yeah, so many different things have been happening. Yeah, just I can stay home in quarantine and I'm fine.
Like, yeah. Oh my goodness. I totally want to talk about that. This is like so fun. But just to like bring awareness to a couple of these things. I mean, with an eating disorder, it's not just the physical, like I'm binging and it's not good for me. It's the, I'm obsessing about food all the time. Like you said, I love that phrase you used of like, so brain tired all the time. And to not only get just physically that healing and renewing of, I'm not hurting myself with food physically anymore. It's getting all of your brain and your energy back, being able to go and enjoy life and be at a party. And just, I want to touch on quickly, because this is such a beautiful thing you brought up, but Robin, you were saying, you know, I didn't know how to handle my emotions, you know, like it would all turn into food stuff. Mm-hmm. For you to be able to enjoy life, like Robin, having these principles that have gotten you free of your eating disorder, how has that changed things for you emotionally?
I can be sad. I can be happy. I can be stressed. I can be angry. I can, and it's okay. Like, I'm like, oh, okay. This is just how I feel. This is normal. People have feelings. People have emotions. Like, this is just normal. And I can just get through that. And I'm fine. Like, I don't have to eat food in order to fix me, because there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with emotions. They're totally normal. So, and I kind of like being able to have those feelings and being able to go through those emotions, to really lean into them, because that's what being human is. You know,
that's what being human is, like, to be able to have, okay, oh, let's look at this. Okay, so you're talking about all of these artificial highs and lows, right? Mm-hmm. Of like, yes. You're on this high of, this has got to work, and then you're on this crash and you're just so emotionally exhausted, mentally exhausted, and now you get to be in the beautiful symphony of the natural highs and lows. Yes. Of, oh, I'm feeling deep emotion right now because I'm a human, mm-hmm. and I'm alive, and I'm feeling a high of joy because this is an amazing interaction I'm having with somebody that I love, and I'm mm-hmm. feeling this low because, like, oh my gosh, this is the true humanness of, you know, feeling sorrow for something hard that happened. Doesn't mm-hmm. that feel so alive?
It feels so good. Like, way more satisfying than even one piece of food could ever be. Like, I am just so fulfilled and satisfied with life in general. Like, I don't need food to be happy. It's gone. Like, I don't, and I know one of the things that you had said early on in the program is you don't have to white knuckle it anymore. And I totally feel like that. Like, there's no struggle, because I can still enjoy life without having food to do that. Like, it's just incredible. Just an incredible life-changing thing.
Oh, and I love that. And just celebrating with you, Robin, because of anyone who, like, deserves to have a beautiful life that you can enjoy, like, man, like, you absolutely deserve that. And for you guys listening, you deserve you. That. Like, you were born with a right to be able to enjoy the beauty of life. Like, mm-hmm. that's the purpose. That's why we're here. And being able to actually do that is just so, so fun, despite whatever circumstances happen in the world. So let's talk about what happened in the world, right? So you're getting free. So good. Okay, because, like, Robin is like an epic before and after. So, I mean, let's talk about the, you know, this shelter in place quarantine. So if you guys are listening, or if you're thinking back of when it was that way, we're in the middle of coronavirus right now. Like, we're all at home with all of our snacks, with all of our food. And I know, Robin, you came into this program with being super busy, like super packed all day, you know, every day. Just to give, you know, a little bit of context, like, Robin wasn't already sitting at home doing nothing. Like, she was like super, super crazy busy in life. Yeah. And then right in the middle of her program and her journey of, you know, getting freedom, then we went to quarantine. So what, just for fun, Robin, why don't we look at it this way? Why don't you share working from home, being at home with all the food, this feeling of not enough? Why don't you share how being in quarantine would have been for you if you hadn't had the principles you have now?
If I didn't have the principles that I have now, I would have been binging probably from sunup to sundown. I would have started off with, you know, a binge in the morning and then a binge in the afternoon. Instead of three meals a day, I probably would have binged three times a day. I would have just been eating myself out of house and home. Like I would have just eaten everything I could, go back to the store every day, even though we're, you know, I'm not supposed to go out for non-essential things. I wouldn't have cared. I would have just said, I have to have food. I have to have this. I need it to survive because I'm going crazy and I need all this food. I wouldn't have been able to deal with my emotions. I wouldn't have been able to focus on the work that I do have to do from home. I would have been a mess, way worse than I was even before.
And Robin, like being in that, right? It's like, and I know like this takes us to a place where we're doing things that are like risky for our lives just because it feels more important to have the food, and especially with all the stress on top of it and being at home with all your stuff. Mm-hmm. So let's celebrate the reality. How was it really, Robin? Like you went from being super, super busy to a huge circumstance change. You're working from home. You're in isolation. You're not going out. How is it for you in quarantine?
It's amazing. Like I've enjoyed life. I love life. I'm so excited. It's definitely helped me to continue to practice the principles. And if I want to eat something, I can. If I don't want to eat it, I don't have to. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, it's sitting right there next to me. Something I would have binged on before, but it's all good. I don't need that right now. I'm just totally free. And again, that I don't have that mental obsession. Like, oh, I have to go to the store and hoard a bunch of food and have it on hand. And then the other flip side would have been like, oh my gosh, like, you know, there's that shame and guilt again of like, if I do buy it, I'm going to eat it. Now I'm just like, okay, if I want to buy it, I'm going to buy it and I'm going to have it in my house and it's going to be there. And if I want it, I'm going to eat it. And if I don't want to eat it, I'm not going to eat it. Like, it's just like this total new normal, you know, just the total freedom of like, it's okay to have food in my home. And if it's okay, I don't have to worry about what I'm going to do, because if I want it, I'm going to eat it. And if I don't, I'm not. It's like not a big deal. It's like not even, it's not something I think about constantly because I know it's not a big deal. Initially when we first went into quarantine, I was just like, okay, I have to be careful about this, about what I buy. And that lasted about 30 seconds. And then I said, no, I don't. Like I have freedom. Like I work in the program. I know what to do. Like I had, tools in my belt, my tool belt. I had the tools to deal with it. And I knew like, okay, that's fine. I can handle this. I can handle this. It's okay. And just that realization, like I'm going to be fine no matter what happens, was just huge, you know, because in the past, like, no, I would not have had the tools. I would not have been okay. And now I was just like, okay, I can, coronavirus, come on. I got you. Like, we're going to be fine.
Okay, Robin, can we just like lead into the celebration of going from, I have no idea what to do. I'll probably never be able to fix this. This is just the way that it is. Like I'm truly broken, to coronavirus. Psh, I know what to do. I've got the tools. I'm going to be fine. Like I know what to do.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a pretty... big transformation.
That's huge. That's a life moment that will, you know, it's part of my, it's one of those moments in life that you'll never forget. I'll never forget this experience. And I'm going to take this with me for the rest of my life. You know,
yeah, it just keeps on getting better. It just keeps, as you've seen, like, it's like, okay, well now I know what to do and I can deal with it when it comes to food and emotion. What else can we do? Like, this, it just gets to be a fun journey of like, all right, do I want to use this with anxiety? Do I want to use this with relationships? Do I want to use this with work? Like, because you have the skill of being able to be okay with what's happening in your own mind, no matter what the circumstances are. Mm-hmm. And that is
exactly
power. That is being alive. Like that is, I mean, this is just a tip of the iceberg, Robin. I'm super excited for you. And what are you getting to do now? What are you getting to focus on now that you're that quarantine isn't every day, all day binging? Like, what do you get to do?
I get to do what I want. I can focus on my job. I used to be so stressed out. I'm a high school math teacher. And so anyone who knows about teaching, it's a very stressful job. working lots of overtime and all that good stuff. But now I'm just like, okay, like I can handle this. Like we're teaching from home now. Okay, I got this. We're teaching online. I got this. Like I have that ability to focus on what I need to do and whatever changes come about. I'm like, okay, every day this week we've had something that changed. And I was just like, okay, all right, that's okay. Deep breath. I can do this. Like being able to focus on my job. And then when I'm done for the day, I can just kind of flip the switch and say, okay, now it's me time and I'm going to enjoy my evening and I'm going to watch TV or play a video game or go for a walk or go for a bike ride or whatever it is I want to do. Like I can just be calm about it. And I used to be stressed out 24/7. I mean, I was stressed all day long at work. I was stressed all evening. I would come home and just binge because I didn't know what else to do. Like I mentally couldn't do anything else because I was just so stressed and I didn't know how to deal with that. I would just eat. And now that I'm not binging, I'm just like, oh, there's other things in life I can do. I can play Mario like I did when I was a kid, like Super Mario Brothers. I can go walk the dog, like get some sunshine. I can ride a bike and like just the fun things, just, you know, enjoying life. So I'm finding that I'm a lot more active in other areas of my life and I can focus better too. Just that mental focus.
Oh, that's so beautiful. And having the ability to have fun and to work hard and focus and then rest and have it be a balance as opposed to just 24 hours stress. Like that is just a really different world. And I am so, so, so happy for you. Just celebrating you, Robin. And I mean, you have shown up so courageous and like you've pushed through fear or doubt or circumstances and you've just continued to show up. You're just gonna be like, all right, like I'm committed to this. Like I'm gonna keep practicing and getting to enjoy the rest of your life because of it. Not like you get a bonus day where you get to enjoy one day of your life. It's like you get to enjoy the rest of your life.
Oh, yep.
So cool. Anything else that's on your heart that you really want to celebrate of the side of freedom?
I think I've covered it all. I mean, yeah, life is good. You know, and when life is it good? Like when I'm feeling sad or mad or angry, it's okay. Like, and then that makes it good. And then I'm like, oh, okay, we're good. I can get through this. Like, and I guess another thing, yeah, is, cause this happened this week. I had, you know, good, well-meaning friends who tried to give me unsolicited advice. And they think they know what's best for me. And they think they know what I need to do, what I need to eat. And, you know, in the past, that would have just, you know, made me get really angry. And I would binge because I was angry. And now I'm just like, oh, okay, well, whatever. That's what their opinion was. It doesn't matter to me. I know I'm doing the right thing. This is working incredible for me. I've never had success like this. I've never had that long-lasting, deep, fulfilling success. It's just, there's so many layers of freedom. I had no idea. Honestly, again, before coming to the program, I honestly thought freedom was weight loss. That was it. That's what I thought. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, there's so much more. No wonder I couldn't get through it before. No wonder I kept failing. No wonder. I was just setting myself up to fail. And now I'm like, yes, this is it. This is the way out. This is the way out.
Yeah.
I found the path.
Oh, that is so good. Like this is the way out, found the path. And Robin, I mean, like you said, all those layers to freedom, right? I mean, there's being able to have the freedom with like the eating disorder, but because of how these principles really just have that deep healing and power and knowing that you're okay. Like no matter what happens on the outside, that's a huge piece. And I just really want to celebrate with you and celebrate that you're celebrating that, because it is such a big thing to own that not everyone's going to understand, right?
Right.
There are going to be other people, well-meaning or even not, that are going to say stuff, and the things that used to destroy us before, because it brings up all of those wounds of, you know, someone says, hey, you don't know what you're doing. You need to do this. And it's all that reinforcement of like, I don't know what I'm doing. I have no idea what to do. And now those sorts of messages are like, oh, thanks for that. But I'm good because I do know what I'm doing, because I am free. Like, oh, and yeah, just to navigate in the world with other people, like just be good. Yeah. That's really cool, Robin. And thank you for sharing that. It's been amazing to celebrate with you, and your story is so wonderful, and it's just going to keep on getting better. And I think it's just such a wonderful thing to reinforce that weight loss is not the answer. Like, sure, it's a thing that might happen temporarily and you might feel better for a minute, but ask anyone who's lost weight, like, is that the answer? Like, did that fix everything? And there might be these glimmers of like, oh, I felt good at my body once I'd lost this much or whatever. But that, I love the word that you used, which is lasting. Like, it has to be lasting, or it's not success. It's just another one of those highs that turn into an even deeper low. And we've literally had so, so, so many people come to us where they've gotten some sort of extreme surgery that is never going to undo itself. Like, they've rearranged their internal organs and they lost 100 pounds or 200 pounds and either gained it all back or are rapidly gaining it all back, and truly know that weight loss is not the answer, because they did it. Yeah. They lost all that weight.
And my sister did that. She lost a lot of weight and then gained a lot of it back because she didn't deal with the real problem. And she kept trying to get me to do the weight loss surgery. And I was like, no, I don't think that's the answer. And now I found the answer, and I'm sharing it with her, you know?
That's so cool. And Robin, I can see that you are, again, just such an amazing part of this family. And there are so many people that their lives are going to be saved because of your story and your witness. And it's a really beautiful thing, and we're celebrating with you. So.
Well, I just want to thank you for being so incredibly kind and non-judgmental and just full of wisdom. And it's incredible, just your personality. I mean, honestly, you're incredible to work with. And, you know, people who are hurting, like I was, they need someone who is going to be kind to them and be non-judgmental and show them, you know, this is the way. And, you know, I have never found that before, even in weight loss programs or even just with friends and family. People always have that judgment against you, like, oh, well, you're doing that. You shouldn't do that. You're eating really bad. You're binging. Why are you doing that again? And with this program and, you know, the coaches, you guys are incredible. You're just, I mean, I never once felt judged. I never once felt shamed. And that was huge for me, because I probably wouldn't have made it through it, because that's what I felt in the past and from other people. And again, well-meaning people. And it just, but that just pushes me, you know, to binge again. That's in the past when people would, you know, guilt me or try to make me feel bad, like, oh, you know, you should really get on this weight loss program or have the surgery or stuff like that. But you guys are just incredible. You're just so full of joy and positivity. And it's so fun to work with you, Lydia. You're just so much fun.
Yeah. Oh, and the process is fun. Like, it doesn't have to be heavy. And like,
right.
Yeah. And thank you, Robin. I receive that. And we just love you so much. And like, yeah, thank you. And I understand how important that is to be able to be in a space where there, it's so funny. Like, you say that, like, I never once felt shamed or judged, and I'm so glad, but I'm grateful to be in a world where we've just known for so long that shaming you is not the way. Like, like, there's no amount of like shaming that we can do to like fix your problem. That's just going to make it worse. Mm-hmm. And so thank you for that beautiful reminder of, so many people they're even in a well-meaning place of like, if I can just make this person feel bad enough, or, you know, shame them or guilt them, or, you know, tell them what they have to do. And it's sort of this idea of, you know, tough love. And, you know, a lot of times it's not even from a bad place, but people don't realize that that is part of the problem. like mm-hmm. part of the problem. So to be in a place where you can not only get free and know how to do that, but for it to be a fun process, mm-hmm. it is a good time. It's going to keep on yeah. being a good time. Yeah. We've done dance parties and we've done like, yeah, we've just,
oh, yeah.
it's
oh,
been
yeah.
really fun, fun the whole time. So Robin, just honoring your journey is, I'm so proud of you for not giving up. Like you,
thank you.
Have such a tenacity and a strength within you that kept you continuing to look until you found the way. And you did that on your own until you found the way. And I mm-hmm. just really want to honor that you kept going and that you let yourself be guided to the way out and that freedom, and that you get to enjoy your isolation and just like be quarantined and just continue to enjoy life, which is
yep.
such a cool thing. So just love you so much. Anything else on your mind before we wrap up, or do you feel like we are complete?
I think we covered it.
Such a big deal. Such a big celebration. Oh, love, love, love you so much. And you guys, just like Robin did, right? They're like, her exact path was, okay, I need to fix this. And then she found us. And then she just took the next step. Like she was talking about the one foot in front of the other. Like that's all that it is. And if you're at this point where you're watching this, where you've already found our community, the next step is to book a session. You can book a free breakthrough session with us where we're going to get you the foundation of freedom. And we're going to take 30, 45 minutes, and it's going to be the best time that you have ever spent on fixing this problem in your life, because we know exactly just the next step about how to solve this. And we're going to show you how to do that. And if we can help you, great, or we'll know where to best direct you. But either way, that foundation of freedom is so important. And that's what we do in our breakthrough sessions. So you can go to
LydiaLifestyle.com/session. That's LydiaLifestyle.com/session.
And you can book a free breakthrough session and get the help that you need, just like Robin did, of without any shame or judgment, to truly just see what's happening here and what are the next steps about how to solve this. And so we're really celebrating with you, and thank you for sharing your incredible story. And Robin, just love you so much, and our community, and shout out to all of our ladies and gentlemen who are free, and all of you guys who are here on this journey and working toward your freedom as well. Just love that you guys are all a part of this, and thank you for being on and sharing your story. And you guys, this is Lydia, the Lifestyle Coach, and Robin signing off. Mwah! Bye guys.
Thanks for tuning in. If you felt a spark here and want to see how these principles can work in your own life, here is your next step. Pop over to LydiaLifestyle.com/session. That's LydiaLifestyle.com/session, where you can book a free session with our team. We'll give you a call and together find clarity on three things. One, the exact cycle you keep getting sucked into. Two, what isn't working with your approach. And three, what's missing to close the gap between food prison and food freedom. We have helped free hundreds of women all over the world from their food struggles. These are proven principles that work, no matter how long you've been stuck. This is Lydia, the Lifestyle Coach, signing off. Mwah!